Hey there, and welcome to the Confident Woman Podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Brooks. Join me as I sit down and chat with co-hosts, friends, and carefully curated guests and talk about all the things that empower you to become your best and most confident self. So let's get started. Hey there, and welcome back. I'm so glad you're here today because today's conversation is one I think so many of us avoid until life forces us to face it. And honestly, I've been sitting with this a lot myself. The feeling of being stuck. Not because you're doing anything wrong. Not because you're lazy or unmotivated or unfocused. But stuck in a way that feels like idle. Like something deeper is happening inside. Where everything looks fine on the outside, and yet something inside feels off. You're moving, you're doing, you're checking the boxes, but none of it feels connected to who you are anymore. And you're not getting ahead, you're not making progress, and you just feel stuck. You know, that space where you wake up and think, well, I should be grateful, I should feel proud, I should feel further along, all those shoulds, and yet there's this heaviness you can't explain. Almost like you're watching your own life play out from a distance. You're showing up in all the ways you think you're supposed to, for your family, for your commitments, your work, your responsibilities. But internally, there's this quiet friction, this lingering sense that you've outgrown something and you just can't quite name it. And here's the thing. We don't talk about this enough. We don't talk about the seasons where the world applauds us for holding it all together. While inside, silently and suffering, we feel so disconnected from the very life we work so hard to build. And I get it. I really, really do. Because this is the season of my life, and I'm just trying to figure it out in real time. But the cool thing is, there's always an up, right? And here's what I've learned. And honestly, I've had to learn this the hard way and more than once. That feeling stuck isn't a sign that something's wrong with you. It's usually a sign that something is shifting inside of you. It's that internal tug that whispers, the way you've been living isn't the way you're meant to keep going. It's not punishment. It's actually an invitation. A mentor once said to me something that I still haven't been able to shake off all these years later. And that was, the level of thinking and being that got you to where you are is not the same level that will get you to where you're going. And I want to say that again. The level of thinking and being that got you to where you are is not the same level that will get you to where you're going. And while that sounds super simple, it hits differently every time. And this time, life is actually forcing you into that truth. Because in this personal growth world, there's this blanketed message floating around that says, the only limits we have are the ones we believe. And while, yeah, that's true, kinda, it isn't the whole truth. Because the reality is, two truths can exist at the same time. Yes, we are limited by our circumstances, by our humanity, by the natural boundaries of who we are and who we're not. And yes, at the same time, we are limitless in resilience, in growth, in our capacity to evolve, heal, love, become more grounded, more courageous, more confident, more aligned versions of ourselves. Both are true. And I can't simply believe myself into, for example, becoming taller, or I can't mindset my way into becoming a machine, no matter how much this hustle-driven culture pressures us to perform like one. And I can't become anything outside of what God has called, designed, and created me to be. That's a limit, yes, but it's also a protection. Just because we think something doesn't mean we become it. But within those boundaries, there is so much more room to grow. There's room to mature, to expand, to evolve, and not by becoming a different person, but becoming a truer version of the one you already are. So this is where real transformation doesn't come from forcing yourself into a new identity. It comes from returning to the one within, the one that's been waiting for that space to fully grow and emerge and become. So that feeling stuck is simply the tension between who you've been and who you're becoming. And that's the hinge point. That's the discomfort, the ache, the unraveling. And that's the invitation to grow in a direction that aligns with who you truly are, not who the world or others, including the lies you've convinced yourself of, told you should be. But as women, we're really good at overriding that voice. We push through, we keep going, we adapt, we adopt, we transform and conform. We become who everyone else needs us to be. We make things work until one day, the version of ourselves we've been living as no longer fits who we're becoming. And for me, that stuck feeling has shown up in so many seasons, after loss, after grief, after burnout, after a chapter ended before I was ready, after a chapter kept going after it should have ended. And every time, I used to think something was wrong with me. I thought I needed to try harder. I needed to plan more. I needed to discipline myself into clarity and confidence and just keep muscling my way through it. But with clarity, it doesn't come from forcing. It comes from being honest. Honest with ourselves. And that honesty, it comes from when we stop performing, when we stop producing and trying and striving and chasing a perfect version of ourselves. It stops when we start living and listening to who we truly are. And that is that quiet whisper inside. So most women, they don't feel stuck because they're unmotivated. And this is what I'm hearing from so many of you. That stuck feeling, it's because they've been holding everything together for so long that they've forgotten what it feels like to be held themselves. Ugh. And gosh, that hurts. And that's a feel that I think so many of us can really resonate with. It's the insurmountable amount of pressure, whether put on by ourselves or by others. It's those expectations and eventually the mental load, the emotional labor, the grief we don't talk about, those quiet transitions, the identity shifts that feels too vulnerable to say out loud. All of that builds up until it breaks. Until your soul finally whispers, enough. Something needs to change. And maybe you're in that exact spot right now. Maybe you've outgrown a version of yourself, but haven't yet grown into the new one. Maybe it's where you're tired in a way sleep can't fix. Where you don't want to blow up your life, but you also know you can't keep going like this. Now, I remember a very pivotal moment in my life. I got to this breaking point and I said, one of two things is going to happen. Either it will explode or I will implode. And those were the two caveats that changed the direction of my life. Because I had to get honest. I had to get clear. And I knew that at the pace of this race that I was chasing would eventually destroy me because it wasn't sustainable. And so when you crave that clarity and that space and that direction, something that feels like you again, but that's where I want us to start to pinpoint that. And maybe you're not there yet. And maybe that's okay. Because we're not here on this episode to go back and pinpoint exactly where that is. But if you can't quite pinpoint it, you can't quite access it. It's just not one thing, right? And we live in this place where you're defined by these one things. And it's not just one thing. And that's the truth. You're not one thing. In a world that tries to limit you, your identity, your roles, your expectations, these become the very boxes you measure your life against, and the same boxes that keep you stuck. This is the glass ceiling. This is the point that we need to break and break through for ourselves in our own timing. Not forced, not rushed, not scripted, but in the very seasons, in these chapters, and when we are ready. So I want you to hear me when I say this. You are not your past. You are not your mess ups or mistakes. You are not behind. You're not failing. You're not broken. You're not doing life wrong. And there's nothing inherently wrong with you. Simply put, you're becoming. This evolution, this change, this growth, this transformation. And that becoming, it rarely ever feels good. Like, I mean, who enjoys growing pains? Can go back to when we were children. Puberty, the times of not fun, right? Those are the growing pains that we're being stretched. We're being pulled. We're increasing our capacity, our limits. And that's what I feel in this season. And what I'm encouraging you is that sometimes we just have to sit in this middle. And while it's uncomfortable, and while it's disorienting in every way possible, it's messy, it's real, it's raw. And honestly, it's human. It is a human experience, and that is a privilege within itself. Not everybody gets this gift of life, and not everybody gets the gift of making it through the other side. So I want you to find the silver lining and be grateful for these seasons, even though they're tough, even though they're painful, even though there's a suffering element to it. It's where we find joy in that suffering. And it sounds like I'm contradicting here, because how do you find joy in suffering? Well, when we start seeking out what it is we're ultimately learning and growing about ourselves, the things that we can take into this next chapter in the season. And so it's about breaking down what we've already outgrown so we can make room for who we're meant to be in this next season. And feeling stuck, honestly, it's a sign that your soul is just asking for a reset. Not in a way that we have to make this elaborate or dramatic overhaul of our lives. We're not throwing everything away, but we're just sitting in this silence, in the stillness. It's an honest pause and time with ourselves. It's a moment to breathe, a moment to ask ourselves, what's no longer aligned? What's draining me? What do I actually need? And while we can sit in this pause and answer those questions with honesty, truth, and conviction, the clarity comes. And when we stop trying to muscle our way through it, the fog begins to lift. We're not living in this chaos anymore. We begin to see things more clearly. And clarity provides the path forward with confidence. So not all at once. And this is why I'm encouraging you. You can't do this all at once. Sometimes we just want to get through this pain. We want to get through this suck as quickly as possible. And I get it. Believe me, this has been the longest season of my entire life and the hardest year I've ever had to walk through. But it's in these moments, in these quiet times of personal reflection and self-discovery and sitting with myself, that's where these conversations happen. This is where the insight and the wisdom comes from. This is where we see things from a different perspective. This is where we get to tap into elements and pieces that we may or may not have otherwise been accessing. Because when we're in a place of production and performance, when we're externally driven, whether we want to get out of this pain, so we're focusing on how do we get out, this are the solutions. What if we sit in the midst of it and we're not kicking and screaming, but yet we're letting the current just carry us through? I love to use some analogies and just ways that help me visually illustrate this as well. It's, you know, we're out at sea and we've lost our footing. We can no longer touch bottom. And here we are, our body is kicking and screaming to keep our head afloat. And sometimes we get pulled under by the undertow. We get sucked under by the waves and the current. And we just need to keep our nose afloat, right? So we can breathe. But what happens when we just let go and we surrender? Body actually floats to the surface. And we get carried away with the current. And that's what I'm encouraging you, is to sometimes just let go of the kicking and screaming. Let go of trying to strive and do it all on your own. And I want to encourage you to think, what could be made possible when we just let go and let the flow carry us to where we need to be? Could it be that we're actually being carried into a different, more better place and a different version of ourselves? So I want us to challenge the pain that we feel inside with the possibility on the outside. So, you know, I say all that because as hard as it is to sit in this pit, it's by our own doing that we're prolonging the inevitable, because change will happen, with or without our consent. And that's something I'm trying to figure that out. I'm trying to learn that. This is why I'm sharing some of this in real time. But these are the real things that I've learned and had learned in the past. And when I create these episodes for you, I'm really creating them for myself. These are the reminders for myself, because I need these words of encouragement. I need this hope. I need to know that I'm not alone. And so when I pull in these life experiences and these reflections, I know that there's hope and encouragement on the other side. And it's an inspiration that helps carry me through this journey of life. And when I'm feeling empowered, I want to empower you to feel empowered as well, because we can only take so much agency of our own life. And that's where our faith, our hope, and our trust comes in to step in when we're not equipped to handle what is already at stake. And so, you know, when we look at it, it's coming home to ourselves again. But we have to surrender our way and our will to His and the greater calling that is ahead. And so I encourage you that if everything in your life looks fine, but something feels off, listen to that. That's your inner guidance trying to get your attention. And that's the woman you're becoming, trying to make her way to the surface. And she is worth listening to. And when I say she, that's the you, that soul, that whisper internally. Not the voices of all the versions we've been, not the voices of our parents, our friends, our mentors, our teachers, and not the voices of the lies that we have been conditioned to believe as truth. So we have to challenge those truths, because we know that we were created with, on, and for a purpose. And it's not that negativity, and it's not that voice, and it's not the lies that try to suck us back down in this ocean of life. And so if you're in that place right now, this messy middle, the in-between, the hollow, the confusing, the I should be happy in my life, but I'm not. The I feel stuck. and I don't know why. I want to offer you something that's gentle, it's grounding, and it's guiding. And that's my I Am Enough Reset. It's a simple 10-minute way to reconnect back to yourself when life feels too loud and too heavy to hear your own voice. It's the very thing I wish I had when I was in this same season, trying to make sense of life that no longer felt like mine. And that's why I created it, for me, and now for you. So you can grab that at iamrachelbrooks.com/reset, or click the link in the show notes below. And be sure, take it slow. Give yourself the room to breathe, to be still, and to seek inward. Trust me, you will find your answers. You just have to sit still long enough and sit quietly to hear. And I just want to remind you that in this season, it too shall pass, and you're not stuck, you're shifting. And you're allowed to take your time, especially while you're trying to figure out who you're becoming next. And this isn't by your own design, it's by His. So trust in Him and let's see what He will create and refine and define in and through you. So until next time, take care and God bless.
Hey there, thank you so much for joining me on today's episode of the Confident Woman Podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode as much as I did, please be sure to like, subscribe, and leave us a review. Thanks again for listening.